CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China reduced retail prices for gasoline and diesel by 300 yuan or $47 per ton starting today. As a result, the benchmark retail price of gasoline will be cut by 0.22 yuan per liter, while diesel's price will decline by 0.26 yuan per liter. The decrease marks the first fuel price reduction over the past 16 months. The State Council, or China's cabinet, has unveiled guidelines giving more support to the construction of two economic development zones in the western Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. According to guidelines released on the central government's website, the State Council will adopt measures such as fiscal subsidies and tax preferences to facilitate the construction of the Kashgar and Caucasus economic development zones located in western and southern Xinjiang. The central government will work to develop the two zones into new sources of economic growth in Xinjiang and grow the cities of Kashgar and Yining as regional hubs for China's opening up to central, southern, and western Asian countries, as well as eastern Europe. Police on the Chinese mainland, Taiwan, and Thailand have arrested 169 suspects in a joint operation to crack down on telephone fraud perpetrated by a gang. Police in South China's Guangdong province said more than 200 cases of telecommunications fraud were solved, and 17 footholds of the suspected have been shut down since May. The total value involved in the cases reached 120 million yuan, or over $18 million. More than 330 Chinese Muslims boarded a charter flight from northwest Gansu province yesterday, starting their pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. It was the first of the 14 charter flights that will carry over 4,600 Muslims in Gansu and its neighboring Qinghai province to Mecca for their annual Hajj pilgrimage. The Mecca pilgrimage, also known as Hajj, is a religious tradition that demands all able-bodied Muslims who can afford to travel to Mecca to make such a trip at least once in their lives. This is CRI News. China says it will provide emergency humanitarian aid to Thailand for relief efforts in flood-ravaged Thai regions. The Ministry of Commerce says the Chinese emergency humanitarian aid to the Thailand government includes $1 million in cash remittance and 10 million yuan, or over $1.5 million worth of relief materials. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh says he will leave power in the coming days in a speech aired by the state television. In his speech, Saleh did not refer to the Gulf Cooperation Council Initiative for Power Transition, which was mediated in April and was signed by the opposition in May. Meanwhile, an official of the ruling party told Xinhua that President Saleh will leave power only through elections. Protesters gathered in the Trafalgar Square in London to mark 10 years of the war in Afghanistan, while calling on the British government to withdraw troops from the country immediately. The Stop the War Coalition says up to 5,000 people, including musicians, actors, filmmakers, and lawmakers at the anti-war mass assembly, joined the anti-war activities and headed along Whitehall towards the Downing Street. China is set to begin a strict spot-check campaign to prevent local government liaison offices in Beijing that have been shut down from reopening or relocating. The move is aimed at consolidating the country's anti-corruption efforts and eliminating local government offices in the capital, many of which have been criticized for allegedly bribing central government officials and wasting public funds, according to a press release from the Government Offices Administration of the State Council. It says the administration will strengthen its supervision of the office closures, adding that local governments should establish a self-auditing mechanism to prevent the reopening of the offices. A museum that honors the 1911 Revolution, also known as the Xinhai Revolution, has reopened after renovation to commemorate the centenary of the uprising at Wuchang in central Hubei province. More than 200 items that illustrate the revolution, such as photos, telegraphs, models, and the simulative historic scenes, are on display. Located near the famous Yellow Crane Tower, the museum was once the headquarters of the Revolutionary Army. The movement's leader, Sun Yat-sen, overturned the ruling Qing dynasty after the revolution on October 10, 1911, and founded the Republic of China in 1912. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.